a troubled mind. It is difficult to know how trouble begins, or the triggers that bring on a psychotic episode, either depression or mania. I have tried to decipher this situation over the years, but it remains a mystery. We are made fearfully, and the mind has many deep recesses that can be traced back to upbringing and traumatic experiences in our past times. Many unhelpful experiences in childhood and neglect in an area of our life in the past can cause us deep trouble that infests our psyche and comes out in our processing in later years. It is important to face our fears and admit to ourselves that we are troubled, for the impact on our lifestyle can make us ill. We cannot control all the things that happen to us and must often accept the rough with the smooth. Other people hurt us, abuse us, and take advantage of us, especially in our youth, as we are very vulnerable and full of naivety. It is the most heinous crime to abuse a person in any way, and the consequences should be dire for all perpetrators of abuse. But we also know that often nothing in this life can be done about it, but we must leave it in the hands of our loving God. We accept the comfort He alone can bring and bear our suffering with fortitude and forgiveness. This is very difficult, but God is able to give us the grace and faith to leave the outcomes to Him. The long-term effect of abuse is very hard to bury. It is especially difficult when there is no human understanding or comfort offered, and it makes us vulnerable to yet more abuse. There is no way out of this situation except through the love of God and total dependence on Him. Our mind is powerful, yet also so delicate and responsive, and we must guard our ways with the strength found in the Holy Scripture, which God has given for our education and comfort. This I have found to be so true in my personal struggles. The Lord is able to sustain those who trust in Him and the help He brings through care and therapies. We do not neglect ourselves, but accept the help offered to us with thankfulness. Illness is triggered by different stimuli depending on the individual person. There are many helps offered nowadays that can aid us and help us to be well and stay well. I am so grateful for that and for all the education I have received from other people and the care system. I intend to stay well and make a positive difference to the social setting in which I live. Staying positive about people is very important, even if some let us down and hurt us. We look to Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who has set the example and the right way before us. Trouble of the mind is hard to deal with and dangerous for the sufferer. Depression and mania can lead to death, and we must find ways to thwart this situation. We must care for ourselves and not be cruel taskmasters to ourselves. The scripture encourages us to love ourselves and not be cruel and harbour self-blame. Blame is an insidious enemy, and to scapegoat sufferers is inexcusable. God will protect His suffering children and keep them safe from predators and perpetrators. These can even be found in our own families, which leads to terrible pain. Yet the Lord is able to sustain us and help us to have good and fruitful lives. We look to Him in faith, as He knows us so well and can draw very close and carry us through. Beloved, do not give up, but look to the only Saviour who waits for us to succumb to His love and trust in Him. God allows us to suffer pain that ultimately leads to our blessing and a life walking with Him in true fellowship and the love of His family. We can even thank God for psychosis and have experienced deep blessings and spiritual fulfillment in His perfect presence. He delights to draw close to us, and love grows. This is the purpose of it all, that we might know Christ and the power of His resurrection. Only mind sufferers know this deeply, and we acquiesce to all his loving power and trust in all his dealings with us. Let us be content and wait for him.